If you're a Catholic or a Jew, you can opt to have religious rules govern your family life here in the U.S. Let's say you want to end your marriage. You can ask for an annulment or a Jewish get in addition to filing for a legal divorce. Same goes for a Muslim. You can follow Islamic law or Sharia for certain family matters. But some lawmakers in Texas think that's a bad idea. They've proposed what amounts to anti-Sharia legislation for several years now. Even though those bills have gone nowhere, they've made Muslims in Texas feel like they're under attack. The World's Matthew Bell has a story.
Get it up and get it going.
On Texas Highway 71, roadside signs remind drivers to praise God. And on the radio dial, there's a reminder that for most folks in these parts, that would be a Christian God.
Ephesians 5, 15 and 16 tell us to walk in wisdom and redeem the time.
Evangelical Christians are a powerful political force in Texas, but the fastest growing religious group might be the Muslim population. And for some, that's a problem. Early this year, the State House in Austin hosted its 7th annual Texas Muslim Capital Day. Protesters showed up, and here's what happened when a woman in a headscarf started to speak at the podium.
We are honored. Thank you.
I proclaim the name of the Lord Jesus Christ over the capital of Texas. I stand against Islam and the false prophet Muhammad.
Inside the Capitol building, State Representative Molly White made national news when she told staff to have any Muslims visiting her office denounce terrorism and pledge allegiance to the USA. Meanwhile, conservative lawmakers proposed two bills to ban foreign laws in state courts. The authors declined to be interviewed for this story. They say the bills were not aimed at any particular religion, but Texas Tea Party activist Joanne Fleming tells me the legislation would have helped put a stop to creeping Islamic Sharia law.
We do see it creeping into communities across Texas. And so we just believe that it's important for people to understand that when you come to our country, you need to be under our rule of law. And frankly, if you don't like that, then this might not be the right place for you.
Fleming says she's particularly concerned about the impact of Sharia law on women.
As an American woman, as a citizen, I do not agree with the tenets of Sharia law. I do not want it used in our courts against any women.
Mona Kafil would probably agree with that statement. She's with the Texas Muslim Women's Foundation, based in the Dallas suburb of Plano. Kafil says religion can be a problem when it comes to men mistreating women, but that goes for all religions.
Men who need power will abuse women on basis of religion. I've heard so many stories of pastors' wives. They will quote the script. It's not just Islam, it's religion. People who need power, they will quote text.
But we're talking about Islamic Sharia law here. So I ask Kafil about the Texas imams she has dealt with over the years. There are something like 60 mosques just in the Dallas area. Should Texans worry about imams using Sharia law to subjugate women? Absolutely not, she says.
They understand the law. They understand the text. They're not misinterpreting it, the religious text, for them to be empowered. They understand those issues. They work with women to understand what the issues are and how to solve them.
Here's how that process worked for Alia Salem. She runs the Dallas-Fort Worth chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. After her husband became unfaithful and abusive, Salem says she decided she needed a divorce.
I approached my imam and I told him, I said, I'm ready. And he said, are you sure? And I said, yes. And he said, okay, complete a letter for me and address it to the court.
The court she's talking about is a religious tribunal. It helps settle personal or business matters for Muslims on a voluntary basis. Salem says the court's ruling was about finding religious meaning during a difficult time in her life.
For me, that was such a huge relief because I was religiously separated from this individual. And he had no religious rights on me and I had no religious rights on him. This solved it for us.
Salem says the imam's intervention took about 3 weeks. Getting a legal divorce took about 6 months. Salem says These were two entirely separate things. The religious court had no legal standing, she says, though it did help move things along.
When I went to my attorney and filed for divorce in the court system, I presented this because it's a notarized document. It's a contract between two people, legal contract. And he said, this is fantastic. I can use this as supporting evidence for an uncontested divorce.
This is the kind of thing that proposed legislation might have put a stop to had it actually passed. Any reference to foreign laws in Texas family courts would have been banned. Several states have passed similar laws. But legally speaking, many experts say they don't do much of anything, and they might be unconstitutional. Bea Moorhead is with an Austin-based interfaith group called Texas Impact. She says the legal ramification of anti-Sharia legislation is not the real issue here.
Let's just say it. It's specifically intended to hurt people's feelings, to promote discrimination against one particular religious tradition. The spirit of it is anti-Muslim. That's just not something we should be engaging in this state.
For The World, I'm Matthew Bell, Austin.